Hi, it's Rebecca Whitman, your host of the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I'm a top-rated life coach, an international best-selling author, and a multi-passionate entrepreneur. I'm on a mission to help you go from burned out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. The experts on this show will help you achieve work-life balance so that you can experience abundance in seven pillars of life: spirituality, health, emotions, romance, mindset, social, and financial life. When you have all seven pillars of life in alignment, you are balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Let's go. Welcome, Erica Sten, to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show.
Thank you so much for having me.
I know we have a very limited amount of time, so I'm just going to get right into it. This is a show where we take women from burned out and stressed to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. And you're the perfect guest because you're all things health, fitness, mindset, nutrition. Just to go through your bio very quickly so my audience knows about your awesomeness. Erica is a certified nutrition coach, a lead fitness instructor at Barry's Bootcamp, and a certified personal trainer by the National Academy of Sports Medicine with specialties in pre- and postnatal training. She was rated the hottest trainer by Racked SF, won the Class Crush Award by ClassPass. She started We Shred in 2021. It's a virtual program which focuses on breaking down negative beliefs, building healthy habits, and it includes one-on-one coaching calls and retreats, which we're going to talk about in a few minutes. I'm so excited to hear about this retreat you have coming up in Los Angeles. And she is the author of the Warrior Woman Workbook. So tell us a little bit about your story, Erica. How did you get into the health and fitness space?
Thank you for that amazing introduction.
Sure.
Long time ago, I'd say about 13 years ago, I went to UC Santa Barbara, as you just said. I got my certifications there, and my double minor in exercise and health science and fitness instruction, became the TA for Nutrition 101 for 3 years, and just passionate about nutrition and fitness. Following that, went to corporate America, worked in marketing, and never wanted to stop teaching. So luckily for me, I had a company that was headquartered here in San Francisco. We managed a multiple different sites, fitness facilities and commercial real estates, a bunch of hospitals, you know, anywhere and everywhere that had a gym. So I did that while also teaching on the side. And so I've had clients, I've been a nutritionist again for the past 12 years, and it stemmed into We Shred, which is what I do today. So We Shred stands for We Are Shredding the limiting beliefs that I can't because we can. It's very evolved into more of a community-based program where we are shredding identities. We are shredding all kinds of limiting beliefs such as I can't do this because of work. I can't do this because my kids. I can't do this because my business. I can't do all the millions of cans. And what I've learned with a one-on-one coaching and the system built around it with the community, we can.
I love that. So why is it so important for women to support each other and for women to be in community to achieve their goals and dreams? Because you're a generation behind me and you guys have kind of brought women together. Prior to your generation, it was women competing against each other for what we thought was a limited amount of male attention, male love, financial abundance, and it was a scarcity mentality. And your generation, thank God, have flipped that over, and now it's all about women supporting each other. So why do you think that is so important to women to support each other when it comes to their fitness and mindset goals?
I think that women together can make a bigger impact. I know this, I've seen it firsthand. And the men that support women as well. You know, I think that what I do, We Shred, is very all-inclusive. And what I think is needed right now more than ever is to come together because it is a little bit harder. It's harder. It's just harder being a woman in general. And any woman who is listening to this would most likely be nodding their head, especially when it comes to business. And I think maybe in your generation, I'm not sure, maybe there was more financial resources for men. I'm not sure, you know, if that is relation to power or not, though I think that right now, even if women don't have the financial resources that men might have, we do have what we can provide, which is our time. And I think that as far as the women that support me and the partnerships and the businesses, it's not always financially speaking, but time is money. Time is precious. So yes.
I agree. Money, we can make it, we can spend it, we can get it back. And time is something that we don't know how much we have. And once we spend it, we'll never get it back. So women holding space and supporting each other is so beautiful. How did you come up with the avatar of Warrior Woman? And what is the Warrior Woman workbook about?
That was very, very many years ago, probably 7 years ago.
Okay.
When I started calling people Warrior Woman, I could see the difference because we are what we think. We can think ourselves well, we can think ourselves sick. And so when I started calling people Warrior Woman, I just noticed a switch. And when you believe you're a warrior, because you are, it doesn't matter how fast you run or what weights you grab, being a warrior is resilience. Ooh. It's back up during those failures, the ups and the downs. And, you know, after something that's happened to you, after a breakup, after maybe parents watching this, maybe after your child, that is being a warrior. And when you know someone's telling you this, like someone's telling you, hey, you're an athlete. Guess what? I see the athletes as yourself, right? You're a coach. So when people yeah. call you coach, don't you automatically go into coach mode?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And I'm also, I was a college athlete as well. And I feel like having that athletic mindset never leaves you. And it does involve like resilience and getting up after you fall. So what has been your biggest setback and how did your resilience help you get through it?
The identity that I needed to shed a couple years ago, right when COVID hit, was this identity very associated to a company and to a person. And that was on me. That was on me. I was identifying myself with my ex-husband. I was identifying myself with a company that I worked and continue to work very hard for. And it was very public. And so with being very public when things go wrong and things aren't perfect, mm-hmm. That's really hard to handle. So mm-hmm. taking a break and resetting, getting my own coach and recognizing that I am more than any person. And you can't put expectations on people either. People are human.
Yep. Yeah.
And so again, it's on me putting my own expectations on myself for perfection. And, you know, I've always been someone who's, works based on acknowledgement and gratitude and teacher's pet sort of, you know, yeah. I have to be honest. And so when things were changing in that way, you know, things just very dramatically changed as you, all of you are watching during COVID and instability when it comes to your job. And then of course your marriage and your, which was so associated to my identity. That was hard to get through. That was hard to get through. Luckily, I'm surrounding myself with good people. I have extremely, extremely grateful for my family, my best friends. I call them my inners, my team. And truthfully for me, it's my higher power.
That's great. Well, I agree. And I have a higher power too. And I choose to call that higher power God. And through community and working out and everything that you've done, you are on the other side of it. I can see that. And you're taking so many women with you through this beautiful movement that you just started a couple of years ago in 2021. So tell us, what is the We Shred movement about, and how can women listening get involved? Why do they need to know about it?
It is having a community that's got your back, that gives you confidence to take the risks, to know that you're worthy, to live in your full potential, regardless of whether you're doing We Shred VIP, which is our mostly nutrition-based program to help you shed whatever it is and make you feel like, oh, now I'm feeling healthy. So if I'm feeling healthy after this 21-day reset away from added alcohol and added sugar, I feel better. And when I feel better, I'm more confident. When I'm more confident, I can make those decisions. That is We Shred VIP. The four pillars are nutrition, movement, mindset, accountability. Now, we also have launched Club We Shred, and stemming from that is our Women's Ambassador Collective program, which isn't at all to do with the nutrition. It's a lot of people asking me, like, I want to be involved. And obviously, I want to help them in whatever they're doing. And so this has kind of developed into where we are now, doing this big International Women's Summit, where the vision is all the women, all the people that want to support the women, all of us come together at this most amazing, beautiful summit celebrating International Women's Day at the Calamigas. And there are tote bags, goodie bags with everybody's little business cards and networking sessions where people can talk about what they're doing. And, hey, I'm trying to start this, you know, jewelry company. I'm starting this crystal company. I'm, you know, looking for some help. And we're all here together going, I got you. I'm going to help you collectively. And that is what's stemming. That is what's now really branching out, because I think there hasn't really been a space to do that. Think about, you know, men go on the golf course and they have their networking and they make business decisions and negotiate. And I've held pitch nights and I understand this on another level. I think what's missing is a little space for women to talk about, like, hey, how did you create your website? How did you do your Instagram post? How did you get that LLC? How did you run this partnership? That if we can all, like, share our little trade secrets of how we are doing what we're doing, I mean, all of us can succeed.
I love that. So we're going to talk more about this amazing Women's Summit in a minute. Tell us a little bit more about your philosophy in nutrition. I noticed that you said you didn't say lose weight. You worded it differently. So what is your philosophy as far as nutrition, body confidence, all that stuff?
There's no one diet that meets every body, right? So it's a personal journey. It's an individual journey. And for me, I've done almost all of the different programs, trends out there over the past 12 years, because I like to use my body as my own experiment.
Right.
You know, I think that for each and every person, you kind of got to try before you know. And so in general, what I've created is a built-in system that is proven to give you results to feel better. If weight loss is your goal, I've done this with thousands of people now over the decade. And then if balance and build is more of your goal, which is usually something that happens post the 21-day reset, then I can help you understand what different kind of macronutrients could feed your body to fuel your workouts and how to do that and why. And so it's really a personal journey that we do together. Weekly, we have one-on-one calls. Without the built-in system, at least up front, it's a little chaotic. So, you know, there are some things that will help you if you can just trust the process. And then after a couple of months, I mean, our retention rate's 90%. Incredible. So we have It's hard to get into We Shred VIP, which is why we're starting retreats. Because then if I can't service you on the VIP perspective, I at least want to see you. And that's how we also launched Club We Shred, is so that we can have some touch points now.
That's great. So in the 21-day reset, what are people doing that resets their body?
It's really hard to reset when you're giving your body poison. So that's alcohol and added sugar. It's an empty calorie. It's meaning like if you were to drink some sort of alcoholic beverage, your body isn't going to like utilize that for fuel. So it's not, you're not going to like, in fact, research has shown that it causes a decline in your performance for any type of sport activity, workout activity. It's also shown that there's a cognitive decline in your brain. So it works against your brain as far as the opposite of what exercise does, which is research shown to add gray matter in your brain, which is anti-aging. It does the opposite effect. I'm not against anybody. I don't judge anybody for not drinking. Drinking, it's an all-inclusive thing. It's just, it feels better when it's planned and you're, when you want to celebrate, and if that's planned because you're celebrating your bachelorette, it just feels better when you know what you're doing and you have the education around it. And then obviously it's, you know, preferred that we are using nutrition that makes us feel good. Because what happens when the reverse is you don't feel so good, it's not the alcohol, it's not the added sugar, it's what happens the next day, what happens to your sleep, causing that spiral, that spiral, that spiral, that spiral that you can never catch up on. So it's learning how to educate yourself. And if you want to drink, then let's talk about it. If you don't, because it makes you feel better during this little period of time and you're on a positive momentum and you're learning how to be what we're calling okay to be healthy, we're all about it. It's trying to educate people on the culture against the normal social norms of it's okay to be healthy.
I love that, because I have been on a path of sobriety through 12 steps for almost 20 years. And when I was first not drinking, you know, I was younger and there would be pressure like, oh, come on, have a drink, have a drink, have a drink. But now the culture has really changed, even though it is mainstream to drink at every occasion and event. When I say I'm not drinking, nobody ever asks why. They're just like, oh, that's cool, you're not drinking, you know, if I go to a mainstream event. So I think it's great that you're teaching your clients that it's okay to choose health over the peer pressure and the society of everybody thinks that they have to drink at every occasion and event. So that's a really great way to empower your clients. So before we talk about your up and coming retreat, which I'm so excited about, what are some tips? We're, you know, about a month and a half into the new year, and some women are hitting walls and like, oh, I had a New Year's resolution to get healthy, and now I just don't want to go to the gym. I don't want to eat healthy. Like, what are some great tips you can tell women who aren't motivated to work out like they thought they would be at the beginning of the year?
Reminding yourself that progress is not linear. We go through ups, we go through downs. The best ever advice I can give is two things. One is, I was just talking to my clients about this morning. We all excited for the new year because we think the new year has started because of this date, and now we're going to be reset and refreshed. Though in reality, it takes some planning in advance to start telling people now, hey, come March 1st or April 1st, this is going to be my month where I'm really focused. Maybe it's even May 1st. And I'm going to start telling all the people around me now, hey, coming, call it May 1st. If they're watching and they want to do VIP starting May 1st, I'm going to start telling everybody this word. No, for now, because in May I have this thing. And so it's finding the confidence in yourself to not just tell people, here are my healthy boundaries, because that's easier. What's harder is enforcing healthy boundaries. And I find that if you can tell people in advance, they're not going to convince you otherwise.
So you're going to say, this is my month for my reset, where I'm going to put my health as my number one priority. You're letting everyone around you know, so they know, okay, when we order the pizza, mom's not going to have a piece. Or when we go to the birthday party, you know, my best friend's not going to enjoy the chocolate cake. So you're setting up your support.
But in reality, you got to do that in advance, right? Because if you're watching this and you go, okay, March 1st, yes, I'm going to rock it. It's going to maybe be hard because you already have plans in March. And yeah. So, you know, I think that a lot of this education comes, you know, in our presentations. We do weekly presentations. Our registered dietitian will be literally presenting about how to do travel, how to have a social life while doing it, which is why I think that being with us was learning in itself. When you're in a community that travels and has a social life and all these things, you learn obviously in another scale. Though really, realistically speaking, it's looking ahead and going, okay, I'm ready. 80% of people have more success when they start the first of the month. Though it's really looking ahead and going, on this month and months or 2 months or 3 months ahead, I am going to do this. And if you're someone who's traveling constantly, there's never a good time to start. So you just start, right? Like, you just have to kind of start and do not expect perfection. You'll always say, I'm so glad I started versus not starting. Because that, even if it doesn't look perfect, for the people that have maybe started their resolution on the first, maybe you did a week of no drinking. Well, it was a week that you did it. Focusing on what you did, focusing on that, and giving yourself that permission and that, you know, acknowledgement for, hey, you tried. Doesn't mean you fail. I fail all the time. Just get back up.
That's right. And I like the quote, there is no failure. I either win or I learn. So we're all just learning, you know, what works and what doesn't. And you can restart your fitness and health goals anytime. And speaking of a fitness and mindset reboot, tell us about this exciting retreat that is coming up in Malibu in Los Angeles and just less than a month for International Women's Day weekend.
Very excited because I've done this trip multiple times now, though I've done this with friends, and I'm the type of person, most likely because my mom has owned a big daycare, 14 kids, ages, you know, 0 to 5 for the past 30 years. And so anytime we do something like Valentine's ahead and all these kind of different functions, you know, we kind of make a little party out of it. And so I always want to share this experience. Every time I do it, I'm like, I want to bring more people to share this because I feel so good. When I usually like accidentally lose 6 pounds without even thinking about it, because I'm just moving, I'm dancing, I'm feeling free, I'm eating healthy, I'm learning what the other people are doing. And I think that this is the time where I'm known for doing something big on International Women's Day. I've spoke to 25,000 women in Facebook and Google and Instagram, and I've been on the news. It was 10 million people that watched it last year. This year, I want to hear from other people besides me that have more than a decade years of experience, that have 20 plus years of experience. I want to hear, I mean, the speaker lineup is incredibly beautiful. I'm so honored for the people that can be part of this. And I just know that it's going to be an amazing feeling because I've already done it enough times with my friends and now I want to share it in a bigger way.
That's wonderful. So what kind of activities do you have planned for the women other than listening to these incredible speakers?
Every day we start with meditation and movement. So every day we wake up, we have a moment, and we then get our morning steps. We are big walkers and we shred. We are big, we love to walk. And so we get our steps and then we come back. During the lunch part, we always get to hear from a couple of really incredible speakers. And then we do another class that day. And so the classes are, they're fun. They're liberating. They're not crazy intense. You will be sweating, of course, but you're also going to be having fun. And then we go out to dinner, or we have dinner in the home and a shared experience and on journaling. And then we repeat itself every single day from that Wednesday, March 8th, which is International Women's Day, to Sunday, March 12th. So Wednesday, that March 8th, you know, we are going to be settling in. Thursday, the big event is at Soho House in West Hollywood, where we have a women's panel, Rachel Coxton speaking. She's someone who's inspired me for so many years. The global head of marketing for Aloe Yoga. And then, yeah, they're extremely supportive. And then on Friday, we are going to Calamigas. We'll be leading this huge movement session with Bex Urban, who led this really big ambassador summit when I moved in San Francisco 12 years ago. So she's been a role model of mine. And then LJ, my coach, the founder of Pivot, who came from Five Sisters. She was director at this, anxiety treatment center in Northern California for women. She created Pivot, which is like another home to help people. And I've done retreats with her. It's like a deeper level of really getting coached, getting to know yourself and your why. And then the Challenged Athletes Foundation is sending someone who has gone through a major car accident. I do whatever I can. Every Fitness Friday, I lead a class. It's a virtual class that everybody who's watching this, please participate as my guest. It's in my link tree. If you want, we suggest a donation of $5 to $10. 100% of proceeds go to Challenged Athletes Foundation to help people that have gone through car accidents or tragedies. That, for example, this woman, Tara, who will be speaking about her accident, big yogi. She's a triathlete. She got in a car accident. Now she has a metal rod in one of her legs, and she has, she's a single amputee. She lost another leg. And so it's sending her from San Diego all the way up to Malibu to speak on her story. And the Challenged Athletes Foundation does that. So we help raise almost $10,000 last year in all of our walk and talks and our fitness classes to help. It's super passionate of mine because I do movement for a living. So to think that there are other people that can't like have to really like learn how to move without a leg, that's inspiring. Then on Saturday, it's all about build a brand, build a booty. That's what I'm leading. A really fun class, build a brand, build a budget and money manifesting with Brie Manning, the woman behind me, who's built my own brand, and Jordan. She is an inspiration in LA. And you know what she's done just on an influencer side in the past year. I got to dinner with her at the Santa Monica proper, and her story of like how she got there blogging out of this divorce. I mean, it's truly incredible. These women want to help. These women want to be, they're here to give you trade insights on what they do. She's honestly, both of them have looked at my media sponsorship rates and have given me feedback on how, how to do what I do. And then on Sunday, it's a celebration. We're going to be a spiritual healer who I'm also very excited about. We'll be leading a big event at the Aloe Sanctuary in the Palisades. So after we do another hike, we're going to have a really beautiful movement session. And then we will end our ceremony at the Santa Monica Proper Hotel at 2:30 into 4:30 with a closing ceremony, a lot of fun. So it's going to be a blast. Any and every day is from 11:30 to 4:30. When it comes to day passes, we're doing an amazing She Inspires I Choose Me, I Choose You special, which great. I'm excited about. And it's a buy one, get one. And so it's,
So for Valentine's Day special, if somebody buys a day pass, they can give their bestie a day pass.
Yes. With the code She Inspires 100, which means that it's basically two tickets for 400. So you can split it between yourselves, kind of a really special Galentine's gift. you know, it's $200 for that person, $200 for that person, if that's how they want to work it out, for that summit day. Or if you're a woman and you're hearing this, or any gender, honestly, if you want to maybe gift it for Valentine's to someone you love, or if you want to participate and you just want to show up yourself, you can use that, for 2 days. So basically it's $400 for 2 days for yourself. So that's our big Valentine's special right now, which is, I think, there's nothing more special than gifting a trip, an experience to someone.
I love that, because you can get someone like a piece of jewelry or chocolate or flowers, and that's going to just, you know, it's going to have its moment. But when you give someone an experience like a retreat where they learn mindset and nutrition and lifestyle changes, this is the gift that keeps on giving. So we are going to put the link in the show notes if anyone is interested in taking advantage of this incredible retreat in Malibu for International Women's Day weekend. It's going to be March 8th through 12th. And we're going to have all that information in the show notes. And we're also going to have the promo code where you can get the deals that Erica mentioned and the buy one, get one and discounts and all kinds of good stuff. So make sure you check the show notes. And if you're watching on social media, you can DM me or Erica if you have any questions about the retreat, the day pass, how many days, accommodations. And how can we stay in touch with you, Erica? I know you're a huge influencer and you have so much positivity and great fitness tips in your content. I know that my listeners are going to want to stay in touch. Where can they find you?
You can always message me on Instagram at Erica Stenz, my first and last name. Candidly, I am always a little backed up a little bit on those DMs. So I always suggest you also follow in my bio the link to our business page, We Strike Collective, because that one I can help manage a little bit more. Though if you look at my Instagram, or if you just go to www.ericastenz.com, my website, you can book anything. You can book Fitness Fridays. You can get at my Calendly link. I'm always available for a little 15-minute call. I stand by that, even as busy as I get, because I want to support you in return. So if you're watching this and you think it could benefit you too, to be part of this, maybe you're watching and you think you have, I don't know, a product or something that you want to showcase and you want to be part of, like, I'm here. You can always book a little 15-minute call with me. And so please feel free to reach out to me on Instagram or through you. And I can email you. You can follow up with me. Honestly, right now, probably text is ideal in case I don't get the DM.
Yeah. Well, awesome. Well, thank you so much, Erica, for all your wisdom and your passion for fitness and nutrition and mindset and lifestyle and women supporting each other. You have been listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. I am your host, Rebecca Whitman, where we take you from overworked and stressed out to balanced, beautiful, and abundant. Stay tuned next week for another amazing guest. And until we meet again, keep your vibe high and your hands clean. Bye, everyone.
Thank you so much.
You are so welcome. Thank you for listening to the Balanced, Beautiful, and Abundant Show. Please rate, subscribe, and review this podcast. If you or someone you know feel stuck and needs more abundance and balance in their life, please go to my link tree in the show notes to schedule your complimentary breakthrough call. I look forward to hearing from you, and we'll see you on the next podcast episode.